This is Weekend All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Lisa Simeone. Tomorrow, NATO troops in Macedonia will begin collecting weapons from ethnic Albanian militants. The collection will go ahead despite an explosion in western Macedonia that killed two people today. The NATO alliance has agreed to take in 3,300 weapons, the number rebels claim to have. But Macedonia's prime minister says that figure is unrealistically low. He calls it ridiculous and says that unless the rebels completely disarm, war could erupt in his country. NPR's Guy Raz joins us from Skopje. Guy, first of all, where did they come up with that number? How credible is that number of 3,300 weapons?
Well, according to the Macedonian government, the number's not credible at all. They're saying that the rebels have about 80,000 weapons. But a NATO official said earlier today that the kinds of weapons and munitions that the rebels will give up indicates that they're pretty much determined to disband, you know, once this disarmament process is completed. But at the same time, there are 5,000 NATO troops that will be deployed here by the end of the week, and only 3,300 weapons. So it's not entirely credible based on those two numbers alone.
Well, does it matter that the number is 3,300, 5,300, whatever it might be? Is it symbolic?
It is symbolic, but the numbers really do matter. NATO promised to report a credible figure to the government. Basically, they made an agreement with the government that once they came up with a credible number, they would report it to the government. And the government, in turn, agreed that once NATO collected one-third of that total number, it would start the political process of reforms that was agreed upon earlier this month between Macedonian and ethnic Albanian politicians. Those reforms include recognizing the Albanian language in parts of the country, revising the constitution that would remove any reference to ethnic groups, and also establishing an Albanian language university. But the dispute over the numbers, you know, it could also give the government a pretext to avoid starting that process, which is set to begin on Friday, and that's the problem.
Now, the NATO's commander in Macedonia has also indicated that no matter how many weapons the rebels give up, there's so many weapons floating around there, they can just rearm themselves quickly. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, that's the reality in the Balkans, unfortunately. Most of the weapons come into Macedonia from Albania via Kosovo. So tomorrow's voluntary surrender of weapons is pretty much a symbolic thing. But by and large, both communities in this country, Macedonians and ethnic Albanians, they're tired of the fighting, and they want to see NATO carry out its mission within this self-imposed time frame of 30 days. They want it to be successful, and they want to get on with their lives.
Okay, so let's say NATO does collect all the weapons it wants to collect in the 30 days. What happens after that?
Well, NATO is hoping to restore Macedonian control over northern parts of the country. Much of the northern part of the country is now occupied by the rebels, which is a big problem because government forces, government police, military, they can't go up into those villages and patrol them. It's far too dangerous for them. But ideally, the political process here and the disarmament process will move swiftly. They'll happen at the same time within the next 30 days. And they'll happen swiftly enough to restore the confidence needed in both communities to make sure that the situation is stable. But there is a very good possibility that the mission will be extended after 30 days, depending on how successful these next 30 days will be.
NPR's Guy Raz in Skopje, Macedonia. Thank you, Guy.
Thanks, Lisa.